Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, this is Melinda Gates, co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. On April 3rd, 1973, Motorola engineer Martin Cooper stood outside the Manhattan Hilton in New York City and made the world's very first cell phone call. The man on the other end was his rival at AT&T. "I'm calling you from a cellular phone," Cooper said, "a handheld, portable, real cellular phone."
And there was silence at the other end of the line.
It was a decade before Cooper's phone was available to the general public. Back then, it looked like a brick, weighed more than 2 pounds, and cost almost $4,000. Almost everything about the phone has gotten smaller, except its reach. United Nations estimates there are now roughly 7 billion cell phone subscriptions worldwide. In low-income countries, many people, and many women in particular, don't have access to bank accounts. If a sudden expense comes up, they might have to pull a child out of school or sell something important to cover it. When people can have access to mobile money on their cell phones and other digital financial services, such as a savings account, all of that changes. These services help families to budget, save, and invest, enabling them not only to move out of poverty, but to stay out of it too.
I go to the application and I simply query on the price for bananas.
Mobile money is now ubiquitous in countries like Kenya, Tanzania, Philippines, and Bangladesh. I've seen it for myself, and it's absolutely transformative. Sure, Martin Cooper might have been able to imagine that cell phones would change the way we connect, the way we do business, the way we live. But even he probably couldn't have guessed the role they would play in empowering the world's most impoverished people. So make the right call and vote for the cell phone as America's greatest innovation.